English across the pond.
Well, hello there, English across the pond listeners. Welcome to April and another episode of English Across the Pond. My name is Jennifer, and I am your American English teacher and host half of this podcast.
And my name isn't Jennifer, and I'm not the American half of English Across the Pond, because my name is Dan, with a D, with an A, with an N, and I'm from England.
And we are your two teachers, your host, your native speakers for this podcast, English Across the Pond, bringing you a new conversation, lots of learning, and even membership, transcripts, and extra learning resources if you want them. And before we get into it, we know things have been absolutely crazy all over the world the past few weeks, or even several weeks, depending on where you're listening from. And that is why we want to bring an exciting focus to something better, more productive, your learning. We are creating a learning challenge, a 5-day challenge for your English, and it is coming up soon, happening on April 17th, episode 200. Woo! We are so close to episode 200, so make sure you get ready, get excited, tell your friends, invite your neighbors, from a distance, of course, to learn with us on English Across the Pond. If you want to learn more about our membership, our transcripts, and our learning resources, head over to our website, EnglishAcrossThePond.com, and click the big blue button that says subscribe, and you can learn a little more about what we offer for our members. But we have a conversation and a show that must continue. So, Dan, hello.
Hello.
Yeah, just, how are you?
Yeah, I'm fine. Well, actually, Jennifer, I feel a little bit sort of like, was a bit funny today. So I might be even stranger than usual. So I apologize in advance. I feel a bit kind of dizzy or something, but I'm okay. But like, maybe I'm just overtired. I've been overdoing it.
Yeah, it's been pretty crazy around here. And I mean, now more than ever, is it a great time to be working online?
Right place, right time. I mean, we've been here for a long time. And just to say to our listeners, we, of course, are not going anywhere. I mean, Jennifer's kind of locked down in America and I'm kind of locked down in England. So all we can do, this is all. You might get one episode every day. Because
maybe
we can't go anywhere. So
yeah.
Don't worry. If you are a regular listener, this will continue as it's always continued. It gives us great pleasure. We are really happy to join you and to give you real English conversation. So whatever predicament, whatever situation, if life is a bit difficult, you need some continuity in your life, we are here.
Yay. Oof. And you said times may be difficult. Which works out perfect. Today's episode is called Challenge or Challenges.
Yeah.
So it's perfect because there are two definitions we'll focus on of what a challenge is. Dan, would you like to share one or both of the definitions of challenge?
Well, I actually don't know what they are, but I'll tell you something. People say, Jennifer, it's not a problem. It's a challenge. And we have this mantra in the Western world, I think in the English language, there's this, it's only a problem if you think it's a problem. It's not a problem, it's a challenge. A challenge, I guess, is something that takes maybe time and effort to overcome, some kind of bump in the road that we have to focus on to get over and get to the other side. I don't know if that's your first definition, second definition, or none of them.
One of them is something difficult.
Ah, yeah, that's my one.
Yeah, that's yours. And this is not the definition I've taken out of like Merriam-Webster or the complete English definition, but just the basic layman's terms. A challenge can be something difficult, something hard, right? Yeah. The second one?
Mm. Oh. It's like...
You wanna give it a go?
I can't think. Actually, let me think. Challenge... no, you go on. You go.
As in, we are doing a 5-day challenge.
I told you I felt dizzy.
Coming up.
Yeah. Okay. So in that way, challenge is like a quiz or like a sort of something, you know, something that's fun. Like a challenge can be to run up a hill. You know, it's a bit of a challenge. It's a bit of a like a competition or a test or a quiz or something like that.
See, we're so on the same page. I wrote a competition.
Woo-hoo.
Second example, a second definition, a competition.
Wow.
And we love challenges at EATP, EATP, English Across the Pond, right?
Oof. Do we?
Do we ever?
Mm.
So we just mentioned that we create materials every week for our members, study plans and transcripts. And we love creating materials that are challenging for you. They challenge you to learn.
Yeah.
Why? It's not that we love making things that are difficult, but think about it. If it's easy... Every single week, you're probably not learning, right?
Love it.
So we love to create materials that challenge you to learn, that support you, because it's going to help you learn.
Also, if it's too challenging, as in Latin, it wouldn't be any use to you whatsoever. So we hope that... If you understand this podcast, and maybe not all of it, but most of it, and you kind of get what we're saying, then our materials, our whole ethos, the reason we do this, is to take you up to that next level where you change from understanding, say, 40% to 50% to 60%, or 60% to 70%, you know, to gradually bring your English up. This may seem like Jennifer and I just chat, but we have actually got a plan.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. We do have a plan.
Mm.
Which is what's coming up with the other challenge, the other way we love English across the pond. Or why I should say why we love challenges at English Across the Pond is we love a challenge. We love a competition. And that's why we're doing this 5-day challenge on episode 200, April 17th. So the challenge, do you want to share maybe why we're doing a challenge quickly or like the purpose of it? Or do you want me to go ahead? I do not mind.
I'll try my best.
Taking the lead. Okay.
I think the reason we're doing this is we're changing things up here. Our membership is changing. Everything's changing. We're always trying to develop and push things forward and make things better for you, our listeners. So while I think the podcast is pretty much staying the same, behind the scenes for members, things are having a little bit of a makeover. And because of that, we're setting a challenge where you, the listener, you get a free study plan and you can follow along with us day after day and learn with us free for a whole week. A, I love doing that, don't I? A, you'll learn more English, but B, you'll also see what being a member is like. Is that true? Did I get it right?
Yeah. So that's part of it, you know. Then it's also the idea of motivating. We're hoping like there's a challenge, there's this competition, you have exercises to do and something to complete. And so it's a motivational factor to be learning English, challenging yourself to learn something new, giving yourself a goal to work towards. So that's kind of what I would say.
Sounds good to me.
Do you think, in general, a challenge is a good motivation for people?
Nearly everybody. I think some people are right brain, some people are left brain, some people are kinesthetic, some people are readers. And there might be people who are thinking, ooh. For example, if you play a game in the classroom, if we take this to like an English learning teaching classroom, say we're going to play a game, there may be one student who thinks, oh, I really, really don't like games. Maybe. So, you know, Jennifer, there may be a couple of people out there who are thinking, I don't really like challenges. But I think for the vast majority of us, it's fun, isn't it? Why not?
Yeah, I say, why not? Give me a good challenge.
Yeah.
When I think about my email, the emails in like my inbox, my newsletters, you know, there's like, this is the 5-day booty challenge.
Oh, yeah.
This is the like positive mindfulness challenge. You know, there's a lot of those like floating around. So I personally love them. And I think that a lot of them are around and happening is because they work.
The one in my Facebook feed at the moment is kind of strangely in a way. It's like, I think there's a teacher on there, an English teacher, who has met up with a sort of mindfulness person. So the challenge is, are you a teacher who spends too much time on their mobile phone? If you are a teacher who spends too much time on their mobile phone, then join this Put Your Phone Down mindfulness challenge.
Oh, I did not know where that was going.
Every day I see that on my Facebook feed.
Ad.
Yeah. But yeah,
they're targeting you. Why are you being targeted?
I love challenges too, though. I think the thing is as well, I said earlier that maybe people don't like them. I think maybe even if you don't like them, you know that they are a good way to say, for example, learn English.
Yeah. What's the last challenge that you participated in for yourself or as a group?
It will either have been, I'm not sure about the timing of it. It will either have been I guess I know what it is actually. It's the Headspace app, and it's getting a streak on Headspace, you know, and doing meditating every day for 10 mins with Andy.
Oh, and then it's like you have done 2 days in a row.
Yeah, I've got over 100.
Wow.
Yeah, and also juice fasting. There's one of my challenges as well. Doing nothing but drink. I'm thinking of doing another one.
Careful. We've got to keep our immune system super duper up right now. But you do the juice fast for the immune system, so.
Yeah, exactly. There you go. Turbocharge me and maybe make me bulletproof.
Ooh. Yeah, maybe. I do love a good juice fast as well.
Have you got any challenges in your life at the moment? Obviously, we don't want you to burst into tears. But what kind of things are challenging for you at the moment, Jennifer?
Challenging things at the moment could be... Well, it's kind of beginning to even itself out to get sorted, but... Trying to navigate 3 people in a small space 24/7. Yeah. And...
Same.
Yeah, and obviously we have pre-recorded this, as in this episode is being released on April 3rd. But it's not April 3rd today because there's no way we could record and put it out all on the same day.
No.
And it's so crazy because the information is changing with this whole coronavirus, right? It's been changing daily or even by the hour. You know, so you wake up in the morning and there's something on the news, and then you go to bed at nighttime and they're like, okay, well, lockdown, state order.
Yeah.
Stay inside your house.
Yeah.
And then the next morning they're like, don't even look out your window.
Yeah. Don't even breathe loudly.
Don't even breathe loudly, because then they're finding that the coronavirus can seep through the... I'm just kidding. Yeah. I'm just kidding. That's not real news.
Yeah.
That was not real news.
Fake news.
So I think that's a big challenge for us recently, is just trying to find calmness and stillness in a time that's really so crazy. And so I really like what you said about, if you need some continuity, then like know that you can count on us, because I think that's really supportive of someone who's feeling really anxious or really unsure right now, you know. Having some kind of routine or something that is the same, that's going to really, I think, help people's sanity.
I think if our governments advised us to spend our time doing something, it would probably be, well, you could always do a podcast.
Yeah.
You're automatically...
Do a puzzle.
self-isolating because we don't want anyone else in the room with us because we're making a podcast. It's good, isn't it?
Exactly. Yeah, you can't have noise. You can't have background noise.
I've got the cat here. There could be background noise, but it's of a feline nature.
Yeah, and it's Sylvia, so we love her. That's okay.
Yeah, she's calmed
down
now.
She can be a guest.
Yeah.
She could maybe even be English Across the Pond's mascot.
You get there. Yeah, mascot.
I said moth scat. I mean, wait, I'm getting mascot.
Yeah. Yeah, mascot.
God,
not
maybe
muscat.
I'm getting crazy.
Muscat scene. Where's muscat?
Moscow.
I know where Moscow is. Oman. Oman. It's the capital of Oman. Hello, everyone from Oman in Muscat. Hello, everybody from Moscow in Russia. And hello, everybody who is a mascot.
Yes. Sylvia will be our mascot. Right?
Yeah.
That word sounds so weird now.
It does sound weird.
So that's a final challenge we'll end with. Have you ever found that it's really challenging to look at a word and say a word many times?
It's ridiculous, isn't it?
And then the word becomes, like, that happened to me the other day with the word because.
Oh, yeah.
I wrote because, I changed it something else. I put it back to because, and I was like, oh, because. And then I changed the font. I made it bigger.
Yeah, yeah.
And then it was like, wait, is that spelled right?
Yeah,
because?
Yeah.
What? It looks so weird. Anyways.
It becomes like dyslexia, doesn't it?
It does.
I get it with Tuesday quite a lot.
Tuesday. Interesting. Because it's Tuesday.
Well, it's two S day. Yeah. So Tuesday always whenever I write Tuesday, which is approximately once a week. No, I don't write it once a week. But whenever I write it, I look at it and think, Tuesday, you are weird. Tuesday's strange.
Odd.
Does my head in.
Whew.
Yeah.
So challenges this episode, something difficult. If there is some challenge you have with this podcast or with this episode specifically, with our learning resources, write us an email. Let us know.
Yeah.
We love feedback.
Yeah.
We love to know what's super challenging in a good way for you. We love to know what's working. We love all of that feedback. And then remember, of course, stay tuned for our upcoming 5-day challenge in a couple of weeks.
You can learn with us for free.
For one whole week. Yeah, you can.
Amazeballs.
Amazing.
Yeah. Well.
All right.
I would stay talking to you, but I've got to go to Moscow to see my friend from Muscat to talk about my cat, who's a mascot.
Oh, that is challenging. That's a challenge.
That was a challenge. Yeah, it's a challenge.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Nice chatting. You know, we hope you have a fabulous time, and we will be here again next Friday, same place, same time. We'll see you then.
Be safe. Bye.
Bye. And before we get into this week's language focus, have you ever noticed how people use do in affirmative or positive statements? Did you notice when I used do to emphasize a sentence in this episode? Today's language focus is exactly about this grammar point, how to use the auxiliary verb do in order to emphasize an affirmative or positive statement. First, let's quickly review what the word do is. Do can be a main verb that has several meanings, and one of the most common being to complete an action. For example, I do my homework every day, or he does chores around the house. Or a past tense example, we did the exercises our teacher asked. In all of these examples, the main verb of the sentence is a form of the verb do. Do is also an auxiliary verb used in negative sentences and questions to support the main verb. Notice this usage in the following examples. Do you listen to our podcast? I don't listen to that podcast. Do is the auxiliary verb in the question, and do plus not is the auxiliary in the negative sentence. Listen is the main verb. A past tense example is,
Did she wash her hands? She didn't wash her hands. In these examples, did and did not are the past tense auxiliary verbs, and wash is the main verb. So why do some people use do in positive sentences? Like I did in the following examples in this podcast episode. I said, oh yeah, I do love a good juice fast as well. And, oh yeah, we do have a plan, which is what's coming up with the other challenge. This is because do can also be used in positive or affirmative statements to emphasize the sentence or main verb. I do love a good juice fast as well has do as the auxiliary verb and love as the main verb. I used do in this sentence to emphasize the word love when talking about a juice fast. A typical affirmative statement would be, I love a good juice fast. To emphasize that I really love it, I put the auxiliary verb do in front. We do have a plan has, again, do as the auxiliary verb and have as the main verb. I was emphasizing the word have, and the idea of the sentence is that we, Dan and I, have a specific type of plan we were referring to. A typical affirmative statement would be, we have a plan. To emphasize that the sentence is true, I put the auxiliary verb do in front. It's important to note that this is used a lot in spoken English, but not as much in written English forms. The reason for emphasis can vary slightly, meaning really, to show surprise, or to stress the truth of something. We have the examples reviewed in this language focus and a few more in our study plan available for Gold members. Our Gold members also get to practice this and so much more with us in our membership community. Gold members have access to our private Telegram channel to chat with us and other members, as well as ask questions and practice. Other exercises in our study plan support speaking and writing too. You can learn more with us and become a Gold member today. Visit our website to try it out and sign up. Just click subscribe. Until next time, bye-bye.